Praise be Jesus and Mary. Just on hearing our Lord's words in today's gospel, we might easily think that he is intentionally leaving people in the dark and deceiving them by speaking in parables. Our Lord says, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." And so you can easily think, well, our Lord is speaking in parables so that they don't understand and they're not converted and not forgiven. But our Lord says that he speaks parables to those outside, okay, those who are outside in the darkness through their own fault. Now, today's gospel is from St. Mark, but if you read a similar quote in St. Matthew's gospel, and then again in the Acts of the Apostles, where St. Paul cites these verses from Isaiah chapter 6, you get a better idea of what's going on. Isaiah chapter 6 says this, "Hearing, hear, and understand not, and see the vision, and know it not. Blind the heart of this people, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and I heal them." So we see that this crowd of people who is outside, as our Lord calls them, their ears are heavy by their own fault. They have shut their own eyes. Okay, this is willful obstinacy in the face of the truth. Right? This blindness is voluntary. This is one of the commentaries on this gospel passage. This blindness is voluntary. Okay. They have seen our Lord cast out devils, and they have said, "In Beelzebul, he casts out devils." They have heard that he draws all to God, and yet they say, "This man does not come from God." Since, therefore, they assert the very contrary to what they both see and hear, the gift of seeing and hearing shall be taken away from them. Again, we read in the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul is expounding on the kingdom of God and trying to persuade the Jews regarding our Lord and that he is truly the Messiah and the Savior of the world by speaking to them, by proving them to them from the law of Moses and the prophets from morning until evening. And what does the scripture say? Some believed the things that were said, and some believed not. Okay, we see this is the seed scattered along the path that, as our Lord says, and the devil comes and takes it away. Now, those souls who are in habitual mortal sin and really are, in a certain manner, possessed by the devil, because of their own bad will, their own sin, when they hear the word of God, it does not even take root. But immediately the devil takes it away. Some believe the things that St. Paul said, and some believe not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. Paul speaking this one word, "Well did the Holy Ghost speak to our fathers by Isaiah the prophet, saying, 'Go to this people and say to them, with the ear you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For the heart of this people is grown gross, and with their ears have they heard heavily, and their eyes they have shut, lest perhaps they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I heal them.'" And so we see what depends on us, okay, that's what we need to be concerned about, of being that good soil, so that when we hear the word of God, it grows and bears fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Christus.